This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, I'm Chris Witz, and it's really good to be with you today. If you haven't experienced sadness, and I'm talking about something that's quite dramatic, or something that is different, you will sometime. It's inevitable. It's probable that you will experience a broken heart. After all, life is not all smooth sailing, and we can have some painful memories of times that were really hard to bear. Now, the Bible says in Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1, this was a verse written by Solomon. There is a time for everything, it says. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1. There's a time for everything, or a season for everything under the sun. And you know that also includes broken hearts, because Solomon went on to say there's a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to harvest, a time to destroy, a time to rebuild. So what can we do about broken hearts and broken dreams? And it says in chapter 7 of Ecclesiastes, sorrow is better than laughter, for by the sadness of the countenance, the heart is made better. Now, I like the Living Bible's version. It says, sorrow is better than laughter, for sadness has a refining influence on us. Now, I just want you to think about that for a moment. How on earth can sadness have a refining influence on anybody who wants to be sad? Does this make sense? Well, it does, because during times of sadness, we grow more in our understanding of God, His love and His provision for us. Now, experiencing sadness is normal. It's a healthy and necessary part of what we could call inner healing. And Solomon went on to say that there is a time to mourn or a time to grieve. And God gave us the ability to mourn the loss of someone who's been close to us. So think of how you felt when a loved one or close member of the family died. How did you feel? You're upset, of course. You mourned their passing. That was a good thing. It was natural. It was necessary. There is a time to mourn. And there's also a time to stop mourning. In the Bible, we read that God gave Joshua time to mourn after Moses died. But he also let Joshua know when it was time to move on, because he said in Joshua 1:2, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now arise, in other words, get up and lead my people across the Jordan River to the promised land. So in other words, shake yourself off and walk into the new future that God is preparing for you. Now, sometimes we need to act on those words because life has hard moments, but we can't stay with the hard moments. We need to move on with something new. So what I'm saying this morning is don't stay with the past. Take steps to prepare for something new. You might need to intentionally create some new experiences or meet some new friends or even go to a new place if you have to. And in a sense, what you're doing there is entering a new season of life. And that's a good thing because it says in Scripture, in Ecclesiastes 3, 6, there is a time to find, a time to lose, a time for keeping, and a time for throwing away. And if you don't move forward, there can be that hardness of heart. We have a warning in Proverbs. It says, above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. In other words, be careful with your thoughts. Don't let them get out of control or keep you tied to the past. Jesus was talking to his friends in Matthew 12 and said, a good man's heart determines his speech. A good man's speech reveals the rich treasures within him. But an evil-hearted man is filled with venom, and his speech reveals it. And I like the Message paraphrase. It says, it's your heart, not the dictionary, that gives meaning to your words. A good person produces good deeds. Well, there's a wonderful verse that I want to finish with today, Psalm 147:3, that says, he heals the broken in heart and he binds up their wounds. Well, healing takes time. If you break your arm or your leg, it doesn't heal just in a few days. It takes a long time. So it is with your Christian life. If you've been bruised along the way, you've had a broken heart, look to your Heavenly Father, who is a specialist in the art of healing, because his divine grace comes to us. Through your Spirit, Lord, you've called us to certain tasks, and where your Spirit is, there is liberty and freedom. And Lord, some of us have the opportunity to help others who are broken in spirit, broken in heart. May there be a sense, Lord, that we can do something for people. And I offer this prayer in the comforting name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.